Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot Reiki. I'm going to start off today's reading by asking Tarot, what does Collective need to hear today? What does Collective need to hear today? Oh, some cards just fell out, jumped out. The Moon reversed and Death upright. Interesting. I'm going to go ahead and cut the deck and pull out some more cards. Page of Swords reversed, Two of Pentacles upright, Page of Pentacles upright, Knight of Wands reversed on the back, the Devil upright on the back of the back, the Ace of Pentacles reversed. So I'm seeing that there are a lot of thoughts or maybe issues with money or your ideas and beliefs about your abundance, your resources. With the Two of Pentacles, I do see that you are in a balanced state, but I kind of feel like with the Devil upright, there might be some addicting thoughts that are saying, I don't have enough. I can't move forward. I need to scale back. Maybe right now you've been in an expansion phase with the Knight of Wands reversed. I feel like you've been growing and learning and creating and just kind of going for it, right? We just now entered the summer solstice yesterday. So I kind of feel like there's a lot of fiery summer extroverted energy going on right now. But you might be feeling like, I feel like doubt. I kind of feel like the Devil upright to me is about the chains of the material realm, the fears, the addictions, the things that we do to cope with the fears that are triggered in our day-to-day lives, right? So with the Ace of Pentacles reversed, I'm seeing that there is abundance coming towards you. I feel like there's just a lot of fear going on right now, but with the Page of Pentacles upright, it almost seems like you have new good ideas about how to create more of a flow of abundance towards you, of an income in ways that are beneficial for you. But the Page of Swords reversed, the Knight of Wands reversed, I'm kind of seeing that you just have a lot of doubt going on right now. And maybe also misplaced energy. Maybe you're placing energy on things that you know aren't good for you, but the Devil upright is kind of, yeah, I kind of feel like light is being shined on parts of you that it's kind of bringing you to this point of self-questioning of, okay, wait, why am I doing this? Am I doing this because it's a habit? Am I acting this way because it's what I know? And I kind of feel like because you've been in this expansion state, a part of you, the Devil upright, is trying to chain you down, trying to say like, hey, come back here. Like you're going way too far. I feel like it's ego, like trying to keep you safe. But with the Moon reverse card, since we just had the new moon in Gemini, I'm seeing that trust in the unseen, trust in the unknown. Don't listen to the naysayers. And this includes yourself. I kind of feel like right now it is a big battle between your old self and your current self, and just the self of you that's trying to expand and trying to accomplish and dream bigger and have beautiful visions of what could be. But I do see that even as you're doing this, there's evidence of it happening. Like I kind of sense that you are manifesting what you want. At the same time, it's bringing you fear because you're not used to getting what you want. And I kind of feel like it is triggering this like lack of self-worth. And the Devil upright is saying like, you know what, let's not do that. You're playing with fire. Like you might get burned. We don't want to get burned. Let's play it safe. Let's keep playing the same game we've been playing our whole entire lives, because at least we know what we're getting. And I kind of feel like the Moon reverse is saying like, you know what, it's really time to tap into your subconscious, really try to get into your programming that's causing you to have these thoughts, that's causing you to have these doubts. That's, you know, like, why are these doubts still here? What is going on? What is the underlying program that's running the show in your subconscious? And I kind of feel like the Moon reverse is saying it's time to get in there. Yes, you've been expanding outwardly. I mentioned this extroverted energy, and I feel like it's good to remember that as you expand outwardly, your inner world is also expanding. There's always a reaction, right? Something is happening outside of you, it's because it's connected to something inside of you, and vice versa. And I feel like right now, yeah, I just sense a lot of fire energy. A lot of light is being shined on parts of you, on your subconscious, on your shadow, that they just weren't lit up before. And now they are being lit up. And I feel like now is a really grand opportunity to sit down and get in there and see, like, hey, what is going on? What do I actually believe? What do I think that I deserve? Why am I acting in ways that I'm not proud of? In ways that I don't think I should be acting. Like, I should, you know, like, my ideal self wouldn't be responding like this. So why am I? Right? And I kind of feel like asking yourself these questions, well, I kind of sense this, like, bounce back. You've been expanding outwardly. Now it's time to expand, or not even expand inwardly, because I kind of feel like your inner self is already expanded, right? I just kind of feel like, yeah, like light has been shown on parts that haven't been shown on before. And it's time now for you to look within and look at those parts and see what they have to tell you, see what they have to teach you. And I sense this bounce back in the way of when you do that, when you look inwardly, you're going to be able to expand even more outwardly, because now you're going to know, like, hey, this is what's going on. This is why I act this way. This is why I believe that. This is what I'm trying to fix. This is actually the affirmations that I'm not going to implement into my daily life in order to, yeah, just reprogram myself, right? And I kind of feel like you just kind of need to do that work, because all of the work, life is about balance, right? We can't just conquer the external realm and do everything we want and material wealth and abundance. It's not just the external realm. The external realm is intimately connected to your interior world, to your internal world, to your subconscious, right? And it's like, there's just no way around it. And vice versa, you can't, you know, conquer your inner self by just looking within and not doing the out. Like, if we're a human being, we're both, right? We're both the subconscious and the conscious. We're both the light and the dark. And we can't just pick and choose, like, I'm only going to be light, I'm only going to be dark. It's like, you're both, right? Different degrees or whatever, but it's all about balance. I kind of feel like maybe a part of you has been, yeah, maybe unaware that you're running away from your internal realm, maybe unaware that this is a prime time to be looking within. I do sense that it's just time to kind of see what seeds did you plant in this new moon, right? And did you plant seeds? Did you take the time to be intentional about, you know, at least visualizing, like, my ideal life, your ideal self, your ideal day to day? Because I do sense that maybe in your subconscious right now, there are things that are growing or that are still being nurtured and you're not even aware of it, right? I kind of sense that maybe it's time to get in there and pull out some weeds. I don't think there's a lot. I just do sense that there's, like, some beliefs and thoughts that are still there. And you just need to get in there and, like, pluck those out. With the death upright, this is a new beginning. It's also a ending, right? An ending. And for me, I don't know. To me, this is a very hopeful card, because it's almost like saying, like, hey, we're doing away with everything that no longer serves us. We're not going to touch that anymore. We're not going to mess with that anymore. That's not going to be, if it's not for our highest good, we don't want it, right? Like, we just, we don't want that. And I kind of sense that your boundaries are getting stronger. Your sense of self, just in your power and your sovereignty, is getting stronger. You're starting to realize, I want to say the word standards, but that's not the word that I'm looking for. But I want to say, like your standards are higher, right? And it's not that your standards are higher, but now you're aware of the high value person that you are, right? Everybody is a high value person. They just might not know it. And so they act in ways that are not for their highest good, because they don't think it's a whole thing. Like, it's a whole thing. And we all have to explore ourselves within, right? Your meditation rituals, your visualization rituals, journaling, do all of this work, right? Do things that nurture you and really be honest with yourself and analyze the emotions that come up within yourself in order to really feel them. And I know maybe you've come across this on social media and memes and images saying, like, you have to feel the emotions, but, like, no, you really do have to. Like, there's no going around it, right? It's nice to joke and laugh about it and to say, sure, I'll put in the work in the future. But I do sense that right now is the future. Like, this is the moment that we do that, right? So take some time to do that, because I do feel like with the Ace of Pentacles reversed, it's almost like, yeah, I just sense like abundance is coming in. At the same time, it almost feels like you might be missing out on opportunities just because you can't see them right now. There's so much going on in your external realm, and you're not really in touch with your internal realm. And so you can't really seize wholly, right? You can't seize from an integrated and empowered sense of self these opportunities. It's almost like there's just so much going on and you can't focus on, oh, like, right, I can do this. I love this. They need this. Let me give it. Like, you can't really think like that because I kind of sense that there is a feeling of overwhelm. The Page of Swords reversed, an overwhelm of thought, an overwhelm of just, I kind of sense that in this expansion state that you've been in, a lot of things have happened and you haven't really had the time to, or just chosen to, I don't know. I just sense like right now is a prime time to really like collate, to really see like, hey, how did that event make me feel? How did that person make me feel? Was that right for me? Did I feel triggered? Was my boundary pushed? Like, did I stand up for myself? Was that the best way I could have handled that situation? I kind of feel like a lot of situations have happened in a short amount of time in this expansion state. And now it's time for you to just pull back, integrate, see what's going on, assess, check in with your inner realm, see what you need to pull out, see what you need to stop feeding and stop growing and nurturing, see what you do want to plant and the version of yourself that you do want to move, the version of yourself that you do want to be moving forward. And then again, go back in that bounce back into that expansion state. So yeah, because I do sense that you're good. Like finances are good. You're just like really worried about them. You're not sure if you're balanced, but the Two of Pentacles, it's saying like, hey, you're in balance. It's also interesting because balance doesn't always look like balance. Like it doesn't always look, you know, think of the Two of Pentacles. He's an individual holding two coins and he's juggling them, right? Think about balance in he tosses up one coin, he's holding on to the other. Does that look like balance? Maybe. Think about the moment when the two coins are up in the air. Does that look like balance? Maybe, right? It's kind of like, I feel like sometimes we have a certain picture of what balance looks like. And if it doesn't look like the picture that we have in our minds, we might think, I'm not balanced. But I do sense that right now you are. It just doesn't feel like you are. So I feel like that's kind of feeding this worry, feeding the devil upright, feeding these negative thoughts, feeling this overwhelm. If it doesn't look like I thought it would look like, I kind of feel like you have this ideal version of yourself. And I sense that you're just kind of comparing where you are right now to that version. But I would say, look at what you think when I say the word balance. And also, what does balance look like to you? And does balance always look the exact same every single time? Because everything is changing all the time, including yourself. Do you always need the same things all the time in order to feel balanced? Right? And I would say no, like you don't. Sometimes it's internal world, sometimes it's external world, sometimes it's both. But I do sense that look at what balance means to you and see if you are truly as unbalanced as you think you are, or are you actually more balanced and you're just kind of having a picture you're comparing yourself to, which is causing you imbalance, right? So I do think it gets kind of just an introspective time, right? It gets very meta, like what is balance? And think about that. But I do sense a lot of hope, honestly, I do. I just think it's time to pull back. Since the moon reversed fell out and then so did the death upright, I kind of sense that it's just time to go within, pull out the things that don't serve you and just welcome this new beginning because it's here. And it's almost like the shift is happening so fast. You're just like, oh, I guess I'm going internal now. But at the same time, it's just like, it almost feels like a quick check-in, a quick but intense check-in with yourself. What's working? What isn't working? Okay, get back out there. And let's see. Do I want to pull from an oracle card? Sure. I'm going to pull an oracle card from the Trust Your Vibes deck. What does Collective need to hear today? In the deck. Downtime. What did I tell you? Okay, so downtime. Yeah, just take some time to be with yourself. I'm going to go ahead and read the booklet. Downtime. To tune into your intuitive and psychic vibes, it is essential to step away from the hustle and bustle of the world from time to time. As a sixth sensory person, start appreciating the importance of refreshing your body, mind, and spirit by scheduling downtime. Time to do nothing but relax, hang out, and simply allow the world to go by. It affords you the inner space you need to refuel your psychic engines and gain access to the higher and more subtle vibrations that you may have bypassed by living in such a fast-paced, intense world. Your ego generally doesn't approve of downtime because it's asked to give up control, which it doesn't want to do. Rather, it wants to run your life through fear and anxiety, keeping things in your head and under control, the hallmark of five-sensory, unhappy living. Downtime liberates you from this fear-based treadmill and reconnects you to the pace and peace of universal flow. As my personal spiritual teacher once told me, sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is nothing. Now is one of those times. Yeah, so just take some time to be with yourself. Check in. I'm going to pull a card from the Super Attractor Oracle deck as well. Give you an affirmation to take with you today. What does Collective need to hear today? Cut the deck. True manifesting is about receiving what is of the highest good for all. True manifesting is about receiving what is of the highest good for all. I mean, it's true, right? But I would say right now, focus on the highest good for yourself. When you focus on yourself and manifesting that which is for your highest good, you are inadvertently also manifesting that which is the highest good for others, right? But I would say this is a time for turning inward, seeing what's going on, taking some time off, really analyzing your emotions, really feeling and tuning into your intuition, your psychic abilities. And when you do that, you'll feel better. You'll be more balanced. So that's going to be it for today's reading. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm not going to go ahead and move on to the Reiki portion of the episode where I will be sending you distance Reiki. And yeah, I will see you next time. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take three deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. When you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.